What's going on, everybody? It's your favorite umpire, John. And here we are talking about the reasons that you should become a high school baseball umpire on the second episode of this podcast, Life Behind Home Plate. Now, for those of you who didn't check out episode one, I would encourage you to go back, take a listen. You'll learn a lot about the game of baseball and the purpose of this podcast. My name is John. I am the vice president of the Evergreen Baseball Umpires Association based out of Vancouver, Washington. I started umpiring baseball when I was 12 years old, and now I officiate five sports, including baseball, basketball, volleyball, football, and lacrosse. And during last baseball season, I was honored enough to win the Ironman Award for the EBUA, which is the umpire that worked the most amount of baseball games. And I'm proud to say that I worked 101 high school baseball games last year. So I am pretty well versed in this field. I'm excited to be talking to you today. For all those people who are on the fence, are you kind of thinking about joining your local umpiring association? Well, I want to give you five reasons why you absolutely should, because it is the middle of December, and I know our association is going to start training here in probably about a month. We start our preseason rules and knowledge test and some mechanics work here in February. So let's dive right into it. Why should you become a high school baseball umpire? The first and foremost reason is because you love the game of baseball. I grew up knowing that my baseball career as a player was probably going to be pretty short. I wasn't that fast. I wasn't that great of a hitter, and I struggled in the field, but I loved the game of baseball. I loved being around baseball. I loved being around the fans and the players and the coaches, and I realized pretty on early on in my life that the way that I was going to have a long career was to become an umpire. It allowed me to remain active in the game that I absolutely loved. I get to feel the energy of the game. I get to contribute to the fairness and enjoy the camaraderie of my fellow umpires. You know, I have met some of the greatest guys in the EBUA. You know, I'm going on a cruise with one of the guys. I think about all the time that I spend umpiring baseball, especially in the summer at those summer tournaments, and I get to hang out with some of the coolest guys, Randy and Phil and Gary and Mark. I'm so lucky that I have these great friends that I've met from umpiring, and that I get to be a part of the game of baseball. I still get to see the pageantry of baseball, and it fills my cup. It's something that I enjoy doing. So the number one reason why you should be a high school baseball umpire is because you love the game of baseball and you still want to be a part of it. The second reason that you should become a high school baseball umpire, or even Little League umpire, just become an umpire, is that you get to give back to your community. You know, high school sports rely on dedicated officials to make their games possible. And as an umpire, you know, I get to make sure that, you know, someone else's dream is coming true. I get to give back to my community and hopefully teach these young men and women that play the game of baseball. Hopefully they can learn and to grow in a structured environment. And hopefully they'll take great memories from their childhood, from them being a teenager, and they'll talk about this to their children. You know, playing a game without officials is just a scrimmage. And so we are such a vital part of the game of baseball, and we are relied on, and there's never enough. There's never enough umpires. And so it is a great way to get connected with the community, to get involved in your community. It will surprise you how often I am recognized in the local grocery store or just being with my family in my local community. People say, "Oh, you're that umpire. Oh, you work my game." And I always tell them, hopefully you remember me because I'm a good umpire and that you enjoy seeing me work your games. But it's just such an amazing way to stay involved with your community. Another reason why you should be an umpire is that you get to build some pretty valuable life skills. You know, I started umpiring 9 and 10 year old baseball when I was 12 years old, and I had to very quickly learn how to make decisions, how to communicate under pressure, how to resolve conflict. I had to learn as a 12-year-old how to maintain professionalism in high-stakes situations. And I firmly believe that the lessons I learned as a baseball umpire when I was 12 has helped me grow and has helped me become a better person. It's helped me in my education and getting some high-level degrees. It's helped me ascend the college football ladder, becoming a Division II college football official. But these were all made possible because I started umpiring. You know, I really got to think about how I can de-escalate situations with coaches. As an umpire, you're going to tell coaches things that they don't want to hear. And a talented umpire can really help de-escalate situations. You know, one thing that I tell coaches when they're really hot and bothered with me is I'll say, listen, coach, I'm here to inform you what I saw. I'm not here to convince you. You know, I'm not here. I'm not going to fight with you about my perspective. I'm just here to tell you what I saw and the ruling that goes with what I saw. Also, I've learned, you know, how to honor to say, yeah, I hear your perspective, coach. Yep, it's super frustrating. It's super frustrating to feel like, you know, your zone is different than the other team's. But, you know, I have a standard zone, and this is the zone we're working with today. I'm so thankful for the game of baseball because, again, these skills are not skills that you use every once in a while. They're not skills that you learn and only use on a baseball field, but these skills you can use in all aspects of your life. The fourth reason is that it is a flexible and it's a very rewarding side job. You know, as umpires, you know, we're not volunteers. We get paid, you know, per game. And what my wife and I have decided is that because I'm being taken away from my family when I go umpire a baseball game, that the money that I make from those games goes into our family pot for our vacations. We've been very lucky that we've been able to go to Disney World, and I'm going on a cruise here in the next month or so. All of our vacations are paid for. And we're not taking out any loans or any debts when we go on our vacations, because we just see how much I made as an umpire, and we use that money. Some seasons are better than others. Sometimes we're making a local trip. We're getting away for a night, maybe going out for a nice dinner, while other seasons are a lot busier, and we're going to Disney World. So if you're looking for a rewarding side job that's flexible, that you get to pick your schedule, you get to pick your hours, being a baseball umpire is definitely that. And lastly, you know, you should become a baseball umpire because you will challenge yourself and you will grow personally. You know, they say comfort is a sign of aging. You know what, as we get older, when we get the desire just to be comfortable all the time, that's when you become old. And being an umpire, you're always trying to work on your game. You're always trying to get just a little bit better. You're always trying to improve. As I had one of my mentors tell me, you know, being a baseball umpire, you know, you're expected to be perfect on the first day and get better afterwards. And so you're going to challenge yourself. You're going to realize that umpiring is more than just calling balls and strikes. It's about, you know, gaining confidence and resilience, and learning how to handle challenges with composure. You're going to learn how to handle yourself when you have a bad day behind the dish. You know, there are games that I leave, I'm like, gosh, for whatever reason, you know, my zone was inconsistent today. You know, I let those low ones get in. And you kind of have to have that confidence to say, you know what, you know, it's just one day. It's not my best work. But I'm going to go out there next game and I'm going to get a little bit better. I'm going to focus on what I can. I'm not going to worry about the past, and I'm just going to rock and roll. So if you want to grow, if you want to challenge yourself, if you want to test your limits, then baseball is a great way. Now, real quickly, as I wrap up this podcast, people will ask me how to get involved. You know, where should they go to? You can go online and just search your local area, put Umpires Association. So if you're in Portland, Oregon or Houston, Texas, just, you know, Google search umpires in Houston, and you will find a list of local organizations. If you're in the Vancouver area, you can go to we have a website, the Evergreen Baseball Umpires Association. They will, that has all the information you need. It will actually send us an email with your contact information. You can also look for us on Facebook, send us a message, and we'll make sure that you are up to date with all the latest and greatest information coming out of our association. Thank you guys for joining me today. I really do hope that you come and join us in our brotherhood and our fraternity as baseball umpires. It has changed my life for the better. I'm so thankful for the friendships, for the skills I've gained. And I'm also thankful that it's enabled me to go traveling and to spend time with my family. Anyway, I will check you guys next week. You all have a wonderful day, and we will talk real soon.